Hey there, this is the Teacher Biz Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather O'Donnell. I thought it would be fun today to share some answers to questions that have come in from listeners of the show just like you. It kind of has a group coaching feeling to it because you always get so much out of hearing the answers to other people's questions. I have found over the years that often other people think of questions that didn't even occur to me, and I benefit so much from hearing those answers. So I hope that you get a lot out of this episode here today and hearing the answers that are coming your way from other members of this community.
It's not that long ago that I was walking in your shoes. I remember driving to work every day and feeling trapped. Because I had gone to school, I got a master's, I got the job that my friends couldn't get, and yet, for me, teaching wasn't as fulfilling as I always thought that it would be. The focus was more on test scores than on humans, and I was so limited in the impact that I could actually make. I just want to tell you what I wish I could go back and tell the kindergarten teacher version of myself, and that is just how much is waiting for you beyond the classroom. How you can use your teacher skills and the experience you fought for with this fancy thing called the internet to make a limitless impact that just isn't possible within the walls of your classroom. You can build a business around your life that brings you actual fulfillment along with a living that you can actually live on and a pay scale that's determined by you instead of your district. There's more than one way to be a teacher, and spoiler alert, I am not talking about teachers pay teachers, and that is not your only option. I know this is possible because I've done it myself. I stopped teaching to stay home with my kids, and in the margins of my day, I have built a solid, life-giving online business that has helped hundreds of thousands of families, replaced my teacher income several times over, and given me the flexibility that I crave as a mom of two little kids. I love my business. I am having fun in this job that I've created for myself, and I just want to teach you everything I know because I know that if I can do this, you can do this too. Hit subscribe and get ready to learn how to build a profitable business with a lot less effort than it takes to run a classroom.
If you're excited about this and you want to submit your own questions to the Teacher Biz Podcast for me to possibly answer on a future episode of the show, you can go to teacherbiz.com/listener-questions and submit your questions to me there. We'll put that link in the show notes to the episode for you too. So you can find it easily. And I would just love to see what your questions are and possibly answer them for you on a future episode of the show. The first question that I want to answer on today's episode came to us from Valerie. And her question was, with so many people creating online businesses, how can I stand out or get traction? This is a great question. I think it is one that a lot of us feel. It comes up with that imposter syndrome feeling that happens for most of us when we are just starting out with our own businesses. I think with a business of any kind, but particularly in an online business where you're really showing up as your brand and it feels like your business is you. I think it's so normal to feel this way. And I think for a lot of us, when we see another business or another product that's similar to ours and what we have to offer, we get this feeling like, oh no, it's already being done. There must be too much of this already out there. And how can I compete with that? If it's already being done, maybe I shouldn't do it. I know I felt that way in the past, but here's the thing. The internet is a really big place and there is more than enough space for you here. The best thing that I think you can do to stand out from the crowd and differentiate yourself and make your products unique and different and worthwhile and maybe even better than the stuff that's already out there is to just really be yourself and put your own perspective into your products. Show up as you. There are so many other people creating products probably on the same topic that you are. But none of them are you. None of them bring your background experience into this product or this business. And you can always put your own unique spin on it. So remember that. Show up as you and put yourself into your product. And that's what will make it different. Because while they can cover the same topic, they can't cover it with your perspective. And I think that along with that, the more that you can add stories from your own experience into your product, the better. So for example, one of my products for my Kindergarten Ready business is my Ultimate Alphabet Learning Kit. And it's a gigantic resource that helps preschool moms teach their children letter names, letter sounds, and letter writing. There are a million and one resources out there covering letters, you know, in all capacities for teachers or for parents or whatever. Obviously, the alphabet is a topic that a lot of people are interested in, but mine is different because along with each letter, I give that mom so much guidance about what is tricky about this letter, how to move your pencil to write each letter, how to move your mouth to make each letter's sound. And I give her the support that she might not be getting in all of those other resources. And I build my experience from having taught so many children letter names, letter sounds, and letter writing. I build that experience into my product. And that is what really makes it stand out and be special in this place where there's so much competition. So really, you are the thing that makes your product special. And another thing that I think is so important to think about here is building relationships with your customers. I think that it's above and beyond that know, like, and trust factor that will cause someone to want to buy from you. But when you build a strong relationship with them and they really know what they're getting from you and they know who you are, they're so much more likely to purchase from you than they would be from anyone else. Really, if you are their go-to person in this topic area, you will be the person that they want to purchase from. And so I think so much of success in online business really comes down to showing up for your people. Show up for them as who you are, care about them, care about their success with a product, and that is what will differentiate you more than anything else in this marketplace. There's an episode of the Teacher Biz podcast about that. Episode 22 is about building relationships with your online community. It is something that has benefited me every step of the way in my business. It's what my customers would tell you about me. It's something that no one can take from you. No one can replicate your relationships with your people. And so I would highly encourage you to listen to that episode and apply those concepts as you are building out your fan base, building out your audience and your community. Show up for them, be a real human, connect with them, serve them well, and that will always benefit you and your business in the long term. I'll also say that when I was first starting my business, I had that same feeling too. If I had saw someone advertising a product that was similar to mine, I used to feel that, oh no, someone else is doing this thing that I'm doing feeling. I think that's common. I think a lot of people feel that way. But now when I see someone doing the same thing that I'm doing, that's a signal to me that I should maybe befriend this person. Maybe this is someone I should connect with or collaborate with because we're in the same area. Maybe we should, you know, get to know each other and build a business friendship that I think is so valuable. So there really isn't, in the people who are doing this well, there isn't a whole lot of competition in the online business space, and definitely not from those who are more successful than you. But there's a lot of camaraderie and support is what I found in getting to know each other and supporting each other along the way. And so don't feel intimidated if someone else is doing the same thing that you want to do. That was probably a longer answer than Valerie was bargaining for there, but I have a lot of thoughts on that topic that I wanted to share with you. And I think there are so many people probably feeling that exact same way. Our next question comes in from Joyce, and she said, how much does it cost to start a teacher biz? This is a great question. It comes up a lot when you're considering starting a business. One thing I can tell you off the bat is that starting an online business is radically less expensive than opening an actual brick and mortar business. And having not had a brick and mortar business, I think there is such a higher profit potential because the expenses are so much lower for an online business. So that is one thing to keep in mind. I do have an episode of the Teacher Biz podcast all about this. It's episode 26. It's about Teacher Biz startup costs, breaking down the initial investments. I encourage you to take a listen to that one if you're interested in finding out exactly how much a teacher biz might cost you to start, I can tell you right now that the initial investment is actually pretty low. There's also a freebie that goes along with that episode that I can give you the link for now in case you want to just skip ahead to downloading that. I do recommend looking at the freebie along with hearing me explain it to you in that episode 26. You can find this freebie at teacherbiz.com/cost, C-O-S-T. And in that freebie, I give you a breakdown of all of your options for technology, because the startup cost of your business will really come down in large part to the technology that you choose. And so in that guide, I give you your least expensive options and what I think are the best options that are actually a little bit more expensive, but really affordable for the fact that you are starting your own business. I also want to tell you along with that, that you could start with the less expensive technology. And then as you start to make a profit in your business, you could upgrade later. One thing that I don't include in that guide that I do think is also important for you when you're starting an online business is some form of business education. And so your choice in that will also affect your startup costs, but there's so many great resources for you out there, including my own. I have my signature course, Teacher Biz Blueprint, which is an A to Z roadmap, an actual blueprint for you of how to start your own teacher biz. That program is not open right now, but our doors will be opening again later this year. So you can get on the waitlist for that at teacherbiz.com/waitlist. And I would love to see you in that program. But don't go at it blind. Find someone to follow, whether it's me or someone else. Find a step-by-step system so that you're not just throwing spaghetti and you have a proven process to follow. So that is my advice for the costs of starting a teacher biz. And I also think that you're wise to think about that. Okay, we'll take one more reader question in this episode. This one comes from Chandra. Chandra says, what kind of products can you sell in your teacher biz? So for my teacher biz, which of course is an online business, I love digital products. So mostly products that are created on my end, used and printed if need be on the customer's side of the internet. I have a lot of printable activity style resources for my kindergarten ready business. If you're interested in seeing what those products are, you can visit my shop, which is kindergartenreadyshop.com, and you can see most all of my printable products there, which is really fun. Things like activities or like that alphabet kit that I was just telling you about, things that I create on my end inside of Canva, by the way. I love Canva for designing printable resources. I create them on my end, and my customers print and use them on their end. And this is something that's very common in the teacher biz space, these printable resources for teachers, for homeschool families, for parents who are trying to help their children learn at home. They're very used to this idea of purchasing a printable product and printing it on their end. But there's other kind of products that you can create too, especially if you're intimidated by the idea of designing a product. And so one of those that I love is digital courses. I have a few podcast episodes about digital courses. Episodes 12, 13, and 14 are all about digital courses. So if that's something that interests you, I encourage you to take a listen there. But I love a good digital course. I love to take one myself. Things like parenting toddlers and getting my baby to sleep, things like that. I love a good digital course, and I've taken many, many digital courses in online business over the years. Maybe it's a teacher thing, but the student in me loves to keep learning. But I also have a bunch of digital courses in my business. So on the Kindergarten Ready side of my business, I have my signature course, which is Kindergarten Ready Roadmap, which is geared to teaching a preschool mom the skills that her child would need to learn for kindergarten. And I also have some mini courses on that side of my business, which are just short courses that teach one skill or go into one subject, but they're short. It's like 5 video lessons that are 5 to 10 minutes in length. So much shorter than a digital course. I also, on the teacher biz side of my business, I have a mini course called Teacher Biz Basics, which is all about what a teacher biz is and if it is right for you. And then I have, of course, my signature program that I was just telling you about called Teacher Biz Blueprint. And that is a really in-depth course with long video lessons that I sometimes teach live, but maybe recorded the next time around. I haven't made a decision on that yet. And there's coaching calls and support and things like that built into that gigantic program that gives you a huge transformation to building out a whole business. So as you can see from those examples, there is a huge range of what a digital course can actually be. And then the other type of product that I love for Teacher Biz is a membership. I have a membership on both sides of my business. On the Teacher Biz side, you have to go through my Teacher Biz Blueprint course before you have the option to join my membership, which is just the Teacher Biz membership. I love that Teacher Biz name and phrase, and I use it a lot. On the Kindergarten Ready side of my business, my very favorite product that I have over there is my Kindergarten Ready Club membership, where I have just about 800 members enrolled in that membership, and they get activities from me every single month, along with a video of how to use those activities. And I just love it. I love that it helps you support your customer on a deeper level and really show up for them consistently and give them a bigger transformation over time because you have this ongoing relationship that you can serve them with. And from a back-end business person perspective, I also honestly love it for the stability that it brings to my business to know how much revenue I can actually expect to come in every month because of this membership. It has brought my business such stability to have built out that recurring revenue source. And I highly encourage you to have that as an end game in your business, to know that you're going towards some kind of recurring revenue source at some point in your business, because it really is this huge shift in bringing stability and just a sense of relief to your business where you're not worried about how each individual launch is going to go as much as feeling like, okay, here are the members that I'm going to serve this month. Here's what I'm going to plan to serve them with. Here's how I'm going to show up for them. And then I just know that those funds will be coming in because of that membership. Those are your options for products for a teacher biz. As much as I love all of them, a membership is my favorite. And I would probably start with a printable digital product if you're starting from scratch and you've never created a product before. And that being said, maybe that's not the right choice for you if you're not comfortable with designing at all. And if that's the case for you, if you're not comfortable designing, but more comfortable showing up on camera or with your voice over slides, then maybe a mini course would be your best first product. Those were such great questions, and I loved answering them for you. And I would love to hear also what your questions are for me. So be sure to send them my way. It's teacherbiz.com/listener-questions. We'll have that link in the show notes for you. And you can hop on over there and submit your questions that possibly could be answered on a future episode of the show. I will see you next Tuesday. And until next time, I'm cheering for you. I hope that you enjoyed that episode and got something out of it today. And I hope you'll share it with a friend who will enjoy it too. I love when my friends send me good podcasts to listen to, so I hope you'll be that friend for someone else. If you are ready to get started on your own teacher biz, then I have a great free resource for you. It is the Teacher Biz Starter Guide, and you can get your free copy at teacherbiz.com/start. That's teacherbiz.com/start. And until next time, I'll be over here in your corner cheering for you.